From Luke 13. Repent, Jesus said, and then he laments over Jerusalem. Jesus had people warning him about the ones wanting to kill him as he makes his way to Jerusalem. This does not seem to bother him, but when they describe how Pilate killed some Galileans and how some died in the falling walls of Siloam, Jesus takes over the conversation with instructions and with parables. Jesus questions their understanding of their own sinfulness. Is one who died by Pilate's hand more of a sinner than one who does not? Could it be that Jesus is telling them all need forgiveness because they feel superior to others? Jesus tells them, repent and seek forgiveness, or you will perish just as those. Is one a worse sinner than others? To repent is to turn around, to turn back, or turn towards something in the opposite direction. Jesus tells them and us to turn from the sin that turns us from God and our relationship with God. We hear Jesus lament over Jerusalem because of God's love for Jerusalem. The killing of the prophets that came loving them was a sure sign of their misunderstanding of God's message to them. Do we not hear the message God has for us, or do we hear it and not want to listen because we do understand? It is difficult to love someone with an opposing opinion, so we refuse to hear them. It is easy to turn away from God when we think we are right and God is not supporting our opinion. It can be difficult to turn back to God when we have been walking away for so long. Even when we turn away from God, God doesn't leave us and stays with us, walking and waiting for us to turn back. We need to rethink the things we did that may keep dividing us from our God and our neighbors. When we are able to look at our own sin, we will then see that we are not better than our neighbor, and maybe we need our neighbors to forgive our actions. Jesus points out to us the sin of one are the same as another. In Jesus' lament, he proves his love even for those who may kill God's messengers. Jesus longs for Jerusalem's return to God in a divine repentance of love. Jesus longs for our divine repentance of love for our God and our neighbor. Has Jesus lamented for us now because we have not understood the open gate God has given us in Jesus Christ? Turn back to the God of all creation and see the open gate of forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One of mighty power, your word is powerfully dangerous. Your word casts out demons. Your word heals incurable disease. Your word devours empires. Your word transforms the fabric of the universe. Help us to stand in awe and fear of what your word is capable of doing. Give us courage to speak your word and wisdom to hear it, for the sake of the one whose very whisper can demolish sin, Jesus Christ, our open gate. Amen.